This is Gentleman's Inquiry.
We're gonna ask the questions you don't wanna answer. We're gonna make you laugh at things like dicks and cans. We're gonna spit some news, we're gonna talk some crime. Now let me hear you say it just one more time. Gentleman's Inquiry is here to stay, always being funny till the end of these days. Now sit back and relax and enjoy the show, and give it up for these boys that you already know.
Hi, and welcome to Gentleman's Inquiry. My name's PP Ski Ski.
Yeah, I'm AJ. I'm going with that one.
Yeah, I'm J-Rab.
Oh, slow your guys' roll. Don't get so excited. Jeez. Damn.
Well, you just got... I know you guys can't see this right now, but he's got this newsy fucking 1950 newspaper hander outer boy
extra.
Hat
it's
on.
It's not the newsy hat.
I do love it. It's a nice hat.
It actually, you pull it off.
My grandfather gave it to me. He got it back when he was in the Navy in the 60s.
Right on. Some of us have only been awake for like an hour and a half, so...
Let me just say this... Navy people, like the Navy men and women, they're some stylish motherfuckers.
Goddamn right.
Didn't
bell bottoms came from Navy.
Didn't Ray sense. Or no, it was that Air Force. Ray Ray just joined the Air Force, wasn't it? Or was it the Navy?
No idea.
Oh, you don't know? I thought you were friends with him on Facebook.
I am, but I haven't been paying attention to that.
He just posted something. I think he joined I want to say it was the Air Force he joined.
Right on.
So yeah, right on. Good for him, man.
Age of fucking Ultron.
Age of Ultron.
Yeah, fuck military right now. Because these motherfuckers, hey, the Avengers, would show them what is what.
The military's in these movies, though.
I don't give a fuck.
they're about as helpful
they're the
as
real
the Halo.
Yeah, they're the real. They're the real.
Give me your gun.
They're good meat shields, man. They're the real MVPs.
I love that about Halo. Oh, hey,
Operation
you got a shotgun.
Bullets.
You
yeah,
can
it's
take
like,
this plasma
here,
pistol.
Let me trade you.
Yeah. Take
I'm
this
gonna
piece
do,
of shit.
Well, even they never argue either, and they know it's because you're gonna do way more damage with that gun than
they're like,
gonna
yes,
do.
They're like, yes, Master Chief.
Take my no ammo assault rifle
yeah,
that
no
I can't
shit.
Use.
Here's a shotgun with two
right.
Here's a shotgun with two shells in it.
You'll get real far, soldier.
So
just swap him a shotgun with one shell and be like, you know what to do with that one shell, soldier. That one shell, because you ain't going nowhere. You ain't,
do, that here, do you have anything you want
this.
Me to say to your family? Because right. I won't.
Do you have a note you'd like me to give to your wife? Fucking Halo.
A fucking note.
Although I will, Halo 5, October.
Yeah, I'm pretty.
Release date.
I'm pretty excited.
This year,
about it.
So I'm excited.
I'm so amped for Halo 5. God
yeah,
damn it.
Halo 5 is gonna be fun. But anyways, we should probably go back to Age of Ultron, otherwise we're going to spin
yeah,
off onto a video game tangent.
We'll come back to Halo for sure then.
Because I want to know where they're going with their storyline.
Yeah,
I want to know where they're going with that.
So to preface this a bit, right before we started up, we watched the Age of Ultron trailers, all three of the
three
ones
of
that
them.
I believe are out. And... Jared's not as excited, but
nah.
My dick is erect.
I love the superhero movies.
I think it, those yeah. were super good trailers. In my honest opinion, I
Age
usually
pumped.
Don't watch trailers
right.
just because I don't like to know what's going to happen.
Oh, I love trailers.
And I feel like a lot of time trailers give way too much away, and I'm just like, well, now I don't need to see that even.
Yeah.
That shit, okay, great.
Especially
so
comedy
I got
trailers.
The plot. Oh my god,
yeah,
comedy
trailers always give away the best jokes of the movie.
So
Ellen's dad is like that. He like if the trailer comes on for a movie he knows he wants to see, he'll... Like,
flip out.
Yep, like, close
can't
his eyes,
it,
put, plug his ears, and just scream.
It.
I'm not doing it.
Yep. Not having it.
Yeah, I thought there was a really well put together trailer. Like, I feel like I didn't learn more than I wanted to
it
from the
pumped.
Three
it just
that
got
I watched.
You pumped.
Which, I mean, granted,
it was, it
you know
was,
it's going to be a 2.5 hour movie, probably, so
right.
there's a lot of content
it was
to, try and, put any sort of real substance in a 1 to 2 minute video.
There was no right. real, like, names, like, you
no.
know, the two other people.
Yeah, I feel
but,
like
yeah.
there's going to be some new characters on probably the good side too, though, wouldn't there? Like, they showed two bad guys, kind of, but, I mean, of course, because all the bad guys died from the last movie, so.
Right. I'll
yeah,
tell you,
that's that.
If
but,
Spawn makes an appearance, I'll go see
well,
it.
Well, that's not going to happen.
That's not going to happen.
I'll go see
not
it.
Gonna happen, sir. But.
If Spawn flies in and just starts owning bitches, I'll go see it.
I'm just curious to see if they're going to add anybody else to the mix.
I don't know.
I feel like their team's
I
nice,
have a feeling
that it's kind of small.
Didn't, wasn't there a, or no, that was something else, never mind.
Being a sequel to the first one, it has to be bigger just by the nature
yeah.
of the fact that
well,
it's
yeah.
made after the first one.
And it's got
so
hype.
You have to assume that they're going to be harder enemies.
See, I would think
you
they
would
go...
want them to be harder, because otherwise, you know.
I would think they
and
would
then you
go...
would need more people, more flash of power. Where are they going to go, AJ? Tell me about it.
I would think they would go.
Don't jerk off the air while you're telling me these things.
I would think they would
God
go.
God damn it.
Sorry.
Damn.
keep the same team, you know, make it, you know, more impossible, which the trailer definitely looks like it is. Mm-hmm. It seems more impossible. You see the broken shield.
Yeah, like a robot.
It's like, how did that shield get broken? It's the unbreakable shield.
The unbreakable, yeah.
You know, so I mean, I think the trailers have more like, you know, how are they going to overcome this? And God damn it, Tony Stark.
Way to fuck it up again.
I think they're going to keep the same team, though, because they, you know, they had one movie only, and it was really great for box office and everything, but I think they need to keep it the same, or they will keep it the same, and then the third one, because you know there's probably going to be a third, obviously.
There is, yeah.
That's where I think they maybe add on in somebody, see how it goes, and then decide.
I think they've announced movies already up to like 2019.
Yeah, 2018, yeah. 2019.
That doesn't shock me.
Clearly, I mean,
they've got Punk. So well. That's coming. That's because they know that's it's like the next one out after the Avengers, right? So. Is Ant-Man?
Yeah,
mm-hmm. I don't know what the fuck.
Maybe this summer.
I know nothing.
I know very little, and I have very little interest in it.
That means you have more knowledge than right, I do. I was listening to a podcast, and it seemed like they knew a lot more about Ant-Man than I did. There must have been some lineage that they had. And they were talking that they're like, well, it would kind of make sense if he ended up in the third Avengers movie. It would just make a lot of sense just because of the comic book arc. And I was like, character that I've never heard of in my life.
Going into that.
Going to be part of the Avengers. I mean, I didn't know much about Black Widow and Nighthawk, or what? Nah.
Hawkeye.
There you go. Thank you.
Yeah.
Proves my point. I didn't know much about them. But they fit into the movie pretty well because they needed to have some, like, human counterparts to, you know, kind of make things work.
Right.
On the non-superhero side. But I don't see how it's going to work the other way around. Some semi-unrelatable superhero guy just kind of shows up. I don't know. They've done good so far. I'm
and
sure
think
they'll
about
write it
the
in,
actor
but...
who's playing. Like, could you see Paul Rudd really acting? like, you know, he's just.
No.
I just think he's too.
I see
funny.
More coming from Affleck as Batman by far than I would expect from Paul Rudd as any superhero.
Oh, yeah.
I personally think Affleck's a great actor.
I think he's going to do great, honestly.
Daredevil was
meh.
But...
That's not his fault.
It's not his fault.
The plot wasn't there either.
Clooney's a great actor. Look at his Batman. I mean, you know, it is what it is.
Point proven.
Sometimes you can't save it.
No. You can't come back from utter disasters that bad.
No. Nobody's going to have any
interest
that
Batman
in that
was awful.
Some motherfucking typhoon shit. Just hunker down and bear the storm.
The thing is, like, they always, like, have such a feel-good vibe, like, oh, yeah, guys, good wrap-up. And then, like, they watch it and they're like,
Jesus Christ, what did we do?
I don't feel like they always know how shitty it's going to be. Like, because you see some movies, you're like, how did they not just, okay, scrap this?
Just, no.
Have you ever seen a movie like, how did they just, they must have just like, well, we already spent the money, let's just push it out there and see what we can get.
Right. Uh-huh. Try to at least break even.
Yeah. Awful.
Hopefully.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of that in the market.
Oh, yeah.
We got really far away from
a lot
the Avengers.
Of that.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
that really just...
It's somewhat related.
Yeah. Movies.
Got away from us for
movies.
A second.
Movies.
Oh, yeah. I think that shit's gonna be dope.
I think that in the third one, they should definitely add somebody or something.
Yeah, if there's not surprise characters, I mean, seeing as how
I'm
I haven't
sure
seen any of
be.
Them in the trailers.
Yeah.
If there's not surprise characters, they have to do it for the third one because it just seems ridiculous not to.
Right.
Yeah, but I want to see. Like I said, that movie comes out the day before the paintball season opener. I want to see some people pulling some Hawkeye shit when we go paintballing. Take some notes,
you know,
when you go
have,
see that,
like,
movie.
My brother was super into paintball, and I was talking to him over Easter, and he wants to get out too. And I think I might try to maybe take me a second off. If I possibly would. I think it might be the holiday I work, or the weekend I work. Who knows? But,
well, you should try to get it off.
Right, see if we can get out there with my brother, add him to one to the group. But
it'd be legit.
Yeah, I think he said there's like, you know, like bow, like a bow that you can use.
Yeah, there's
like
a bow paintball.
Yeah
bow you paintball. Can you can buy. Not, they don't have one there, but I mean, you can, they have them. You can buy
How
them.
How does that work?
I think it's just like air pressure.
Yeah. I think, and it just, like, you know, does like a...
Like a crossbow?
No, it's like a straight up, you pull back and...
Huh.
I'm pretty sure I've seen them.
I mean, that'd
be
awesome.
It'd be cool, but you'd be
at
such a severe disadvantage on the field.
Of course they have grenades and stuff.
Oh, yeah, they got paint grenades, yeah.
Of course they have those. Yeah.
Those are sick.
Just fucking toss
those. Toss that, you just over.
You better get running.
Yeah, you better run, man. Yeah, they fucking go.
Really? Goddamn. Yeah.
Paintball gets intense. Have you ever watched the professional stuff?
I've never heard of
it. I happened to catch it a couple times on, like, ESPN.
I've seen
when
one
it's
little professional thing, yeah.
And, like, it's, you know, like, oh,
they got,
dude,
all the cool bags and shit on the arena. Yeah.
Everything else stopped on TV for me. I was like, this is, I feel, a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Yeah.
What else are you going to see on ESPN?
I've
paintball?
Seen some pro matches, and they get... I wouldn't want to play those fuckers. They bunker people, and that shit hurts. Mm. Like, they actually have it at Tommy Guns, where we go. Like, there's a rule against that. You can't do it. Mm-hmm. You can't bunker people. Which
that's
is like,
when they're, like, right there.
That's when you point blank a motherfucker. Like, you, if they're behind cover, you charge their cover and jump over it and shoot them while you're jumping over it, basically. Okay. Or you run around it, get right to them, and shoot. Like, they have a general rule where it's, like, you can't do that. Well, I mean, I can't remember the specifics. It's, like, I think you can, but you have to give them the opportunity to surrender first. Like, if you get the drop on them like that, you have to be like, I got, like, you're going either way, you're going. So do you want to get shot or do you want to surrender?
Yeah.
And then they can choose. Like, and then if they're, you know, yeah, if they're dicks, they'll probably be like, just fucking shoot me, bro. Like, and they're like, okay, well, this is going to hurt.
I'll take it like a man.
Yeah. Fucking, when we went last year, when Parker and me and a bunch of guys went, Parker fucking got me like that. He didn't shoot me. He let me surrender, but he was like 10 feet away from me.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm done. You got me. Like, I'm done. Yeah,
man. Fuck man. That.
No, yeah, it hurts. The closer you are, the more it hurts.
But yeah,
so.
No, that professional shit is real.
Yeah, but yeah, the matches I've seen, yeah, those fuckers are constantly bunkering dudes.
Yeah, I think paintball is going to be a good time. Because I've never done paintball.
So fun,
that was fun.
So fun.
So
I can't wait.
Speaking about ESPN, because I used to watch a lot of it when I was a teenager. And
I watch way more
sports
of it now, unfortunately.
Of course, because it's on break. But
it's fucking golf and tennis lately.
I'm not
what
kidding
the
you.
Fuck?
Now, it was quite often to see, like, some stupid shit like poker on ESPN,
oh,
which
yeah
is stupid. But whatever. I, not shitting you, saw... Oh, God, now I can't remember. It was either... it was Domino's. Like, World Dominoes or some shit on ESPN at once. I was like, that's no way. I think it was ESPN2, but still. I was like, no way. Are they showing Dominoes right now?
Showing
this shit is so intense.
I want to see the commentation for that.
I think it was a couple of black dudes. You know,
right.
Just sitting in a park.
And instead of having a classy table, they fucking fucked that up and, like, you know. Right. Card table.
Right.
Just kidding.
God damn it.
But yeah, I saw Domino's on ESPN once. That
I
was
cannot
ridiculous
fucking believe that
that's
would
legit
get on ESPN.
Like, how slow of a day in the world of sports is it?
Johnson, what should we do next?
Oh, we got Domino's.
Taken, yeah, there's World Championship Domino's in the ghetto, man.
Do we'll you not that care about your job? Not really.
Not really. It's a slow day. What do you want?
You know, we got some soccer game going on somewhere that people love, right?
Me and Ricky could
people
go out
like
in the parking
soccer
lot and fight.
America. Oh, God.
Fuck. Throw some. Actually, there is one thing I would like to talk about. I found this. I found I was at work the other night on my break, and I was going on Reddit like I normally do, and I found this series of videos that they're pretty recent. I think they started in the past couple months, and it's these Russian. It's called Stop a Douchebag, and it's these
great
literally Russian dudes in Russia. And apparently the traffic is like the driving.
It's crazy.
Is so bad over there.
Yeah, they just
like
don't
they're the, like motherfuckers are in traffic jams literally get up on sidewalks and just cruise.
What the
yeah
fuck?
Yeah, so these guys go find like areas where this is like prevalent and
yeah
where it and they just stand on the sidewalks and when people come driving at them, they stop them and they tell them like, "Hey, we're federal project, Stop a Douchebag. You have to back up and get back on there."
Federal
they,
project.
Yeah, there's something like that. Like they say, they make it sound super official, which I don't know. Maybe they have like government backing to do this. I don't know.
I don't know.
It's Russia. It's
yeah.
Possible.
So they But they're like, oh, okay. Most of them will be like, oh, I'm sorry. Can I just pull off here? And they're like, no, you have to back up and pull off where you pulled in. They will not let them pull off where they're at. They have to pull off where they got onto the sidewalk, and they'll follow their car all the way until they do it. And like, and the people that refuse, they have these giant fucking stickers that in Russian say, I don't care about other people's safety. I park where I want or whatever. Yeah. And they'll stick them on their windshields. Like, literally, so they can't see shit half the time. Like, they usually put it on their passenger side, but there was one guy where he refused so much that they just covered his whole windshield in them.
Oh my god.
And then the guy was trying to get them all off, and they were like these, you can tell they're just these cheaply super paper thin, because anytime they grab it and peel, it just rips right away, and so they're just peeling little pieces off at a time.
So it just takes forever.
Yeah, and it's like, motherfuckers, no. I was watching these for like an hour or two.
Like a CD label thing.
Yeah, but they're huge.
If you don't get it right.
Yeah, and it's no, dude. Like, I would highly recommend looking these up, because these dudes are the shit. Like, some of these people, like, they get so fucking pissed. It's like, you're breaking the law. Like,
you're driving on the fucking sidewalk.
And that's what they tell them. They're like, you're driving on the sidewalk where people walk. Like, you could run somebody over. And they're just like, well, I'm in a hurry. And it's like, well, so the fuck what? All these other people in traffic are in a hurry, and they're not driving on the sidewalk. And it's like all these people trying to, like, just be like, well, come on, just let me through. Or there's a couple episodes where these chicks try to, like, flirt with them to let them by and shit. And just they just don't have it. They're just like, fuck no, back up. Like, and I was like, these dudes are pimp as fuck.
Get the fuck out of here with
you. Yeah, no, dude, I love it. They do that, and then they do another series called, like, Lion Versus, where they go around and, like, they have laws in Russia. Apparently, there's designated smoking areas in public where you smoke, and you're not supposed to just walk around smoking.
Okay.
And they find people that are walking around smoking, and they have, like, a bottle of water, and they're like, can you please put your cigarette out? There's children, women and children, and people walking around trying to enjoy their day, and you're smoke, blowing smoke everywhere. And that's, like, those people get way more violent than the people in the cars.
Obviously.
Like, the very first episode I watched, they had, like, three or four fights break out just because they just asked them to put their cigarette out, and the dudes, like, just start throwing punches. I'm like, good fucking God, dude.
That's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah. It's like, good freaking Lord.
That's Russia.
Yeah, that's
that
Russia.
That is fucking
dude.
Russia.
It was a comparison between Moscow and Stalingrad. I don't know why I said Stalingrad. I can't remember. It was two of the, like, major cities in Russia. It was Moscow and I can't remember the other one. But they do it in Moscow, and most people are just assholes about it. Like, they're just like, no, fuck you. I'm not putting it out and shit. Right. Then they go to this other place, and literally everybody just wants to fist fight them. And, like, literally every person they ask, they're just like, fuck it, let's go. They're like, let's go.
Go, motherfucker.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy.
Something tells me that nobody in Russia sounds exactly like I just sounded.
No.
Let's go, motherfucker.
They have the very, most of the ones they talk to have the very stereotypical Russian accent. So.
Or they're speaking in Russian.
Well, they do. They are all speak. It's all subtitles.
Yeah, I'm not sure why they
would
have an accent if they speak their own.
Well, yeah, you know what I mean, though. But, like, yeah, dude, I would highly recommend checking that out if you get a chance. I'm watching through the whole series right now, and I'm like through them. Yeah, there's not, like I said, there's not many of them. There's only like 20 or some videos so far, but they're fucking great.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, I was like, somebody needs to do that here, even though nobody really drives up on sidewalks.
Yeah, nobody's assholes.
But there are a lot of shitty drivers around here, so.
Some shitty people around, but
yeah,
that's anywhere, I guess.
But no, I was top notch. I was all about it. So yeah, that and otherwise, yeah, Borderlands 2. That's all I've been playing. I haven't even played Bloodborne at all this week, which I'm kind of disappointed in myself.
You should be.
I am. I've just been playing. And I've only played Borderlands 2 once this week, and that was yesterday.
It's okay. I haven't played it almost at all.
Yeah.
I've been busy with so much shit.
Yeah.
God damn. I'm always doing something.
You beat Dying Light, didn't you?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to borrow that from you sometime.
You can grab it today if you want.
I got other shit I got to play through first. I want to finish Bloodborne before I start anything else.
Great game. I loved it. I didn't get any of the download. It didn't have it look that great from what I had seen so far.
I haven't heard much about the DLC.
I mean, there was a little added story, but there wasn't much from what I could tell. And I was like, nah. There's no new areas. It doesn't look like there's much of an extra story. So I just, fuck that.
Yeah.
Not worth it.
I don't want to ruin the game and waste the money. Even though it was $20 for the season pass, got everything. But fuck that. I'm cheap.
I usually don't get season passes unless I know there's going to be a lot of DLC coming out that looks good.
Borderlands, like, it's almost always worth getting.
Borderlands, usually, I got the season pass for Destiny.
to get the first two DLCs. Characters and fucking all sorts of shit. At least two storylines, usually three, and then there's like some sort of competition place.
Yep.
That's nice.
I'm all about that.
Yeah,
pretty sweet. And a lot of outfits and shit you get.
I got
love that.
Yeah, I'm level like 37 and 2, and I'm still like level 7. I haven't played pre-sequel since that one time we briefly played for 5 minutes. But
so I was playing the pre-sequel. Well, I had to do the mission twice because I didn't save last night. Like a fucking idiot,
adult
dick.
But you remember the rats in Borderlands 2?
I fucking hate those things.
God, they're the worst.
They steal your money and shit.
They steal your money. They're fucking all gangly and hard to hit.
They move around really weird.
Half the time you don't even realize they stole your money. Right. It's like, good lord.
Until you pick something up, you're like, oh, he was.
It's like, Jesus.
He was alone. That was my money, motherfucker.
It's like 50 grand.
Yeah. Yeah, and you're like, holy shit.
If you don't realize it,
you lose a lot of money.
You drop some racks.
Yeah.
Stacks on stacks on stacks.
Stacks on stacks.
Rack City, bitch. Rack City, bitch. Running 10, 10, 20s on them titties, bitch.
But speaking of the rats, I was doing a mission today and you're kind of like
classy lyrics.
You're kind of like doing the beginning of like, you know, how they got started or whatever. And there's a mission where you're supposed to go kill the infection and, you know, they trick you. And no, spoiler alert, whatever.
Spoiler alert.
And then you like ventilate the air, but then you start getting all fucky. And then all their names change to food and stuff. funny things.
What is
like,
this? In Borderlands?
Yeah. All their names, like you know, instead of being like an infected worker, it was, one was, my favorite was, vegans are weird. you know, one said farm fresh, rare, like, you know, marinated,
I bet the programmers love those parts of the game.
Where they can just go nuts. They're probably just like, just go crazy with it, dude.
God, they were pretty... They're pretty hilarious.
Kind of like the
easier parameters going.
Yeah, kind of like the Bully Mong mission in Borderlands 2, where he's trying to name
boner
the
farts.
Boner farts.
I'm just gonna call them boner farts. Just go kill some boner farts.
Which is
the best name ever.
Awesome.
It's even better because I've seen a boner fart before.
I thought the pre-sequel so far has been pretty hilarious because I love Jack. I think is hilarious.
Yeah.
I think it's, I love
what I've played, I've enjoyed, but it's not very
much. I haven't played much.
I haven't played beyond what we have played together.
Yeah, me neither.
And that's basically exactly where I left off.
Yep.
And that Lawbringer chick, once you get that left tree all the way leveled up like I do, forget about it, man.
Forget about it.
You can have like a melee, like...
Okay, so here's something. Sorry to cut you
off
there.
No, not a problem.
It's playing with Claptrap. Sometimes I'm not sure if it's such a good thing.
Yeah.
Man, like, and it really sucks because it doesn't impact just one person. It's the whole
that
team.
That impacts your whole team.
And they're fucked sometimes until it's done, which, you know, is like 20 seconds usually.
Yep.
Until, you know, I add more to the tree and shit, but.
Yeah, maybe once you get the tree more maxed out.
It's almost better that I go back to the Lawbringer, man. But don't we have one of those already? Isn't that what Josh is?
Josh can't remember.
If we don't have a Lawbringer, then I'm toe. It's going to be the Lawbringer because they're the exact same level right now.
I have the Lawbringer, but a level.
It's
20,
the one that you're playing. The super
and
high
I started a Gladiator.
And I'm that. And I'm that.
I think that's what Josh is. Isn't that the Athena? Or did he go?
No, he went.
No, I didn't go.
No,
Wilhelm.
He.
Who the? What the
yeah,
fuck?
Josh went Wilhelm.
He did Wilhelm.
Okay, yeah, right yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he did. Yep.
Fucking stoners.
Because I'm that. I'm the Hammerlock's wife. Sniper chick.
Sister,
she's cool.
You mean?
Is it a sister? I thought it was his wife.
I think
aww.
It's a sister. Which, well, it would make
both
it
are totally
really
fuckable.
Weird. Because, I mean, she's black and it's his sister, so what's the
whatever.
Backstory?
Whatever.
If it's his wife, I don't know.
Yeah, whatever, man. I'm her, and so far I like her.
Maybe
I just want to
get
got
the recessive genes.
Right.
The cryo weapons in that game are really fun.
Yeah, I think that the chick I'm playing has a lot of bonuses in her trees for cryo weapons, I think. Because her special is a freeze
attack.
That's
my biggest bitch on this game so far.
What?
Is the skill trees.
Yeah, some of them are not great. Most of them actually are not great.
I feel like
great.
They're so convoluted, man. Yeah. Just go with simple skills like it was in the first two. Like, this one, they got all fucked about it.
Yeah.
I think they looked at like what they did with the Necromancer.
And then tried to do that with everybody.
Yeah, which I will say I do like.
I loved it on the mech.
Yeah, the mech man. I just maxed out her middle tree, which gives you like stacks of I forget what it's called. It's like, but
anarchy.
It's, no, that's the right tree.
I did the anarchy stacks.
I'm doing the middle tree, which it's stacks of. I forget what it's called, but it's the max you can get is 5 stacks of it, and it's like it just for every like 1 or 2 seconds you don't shoot an enemy, you get a stack. And then when you if you get a max stack, you hit them, it does bonus damage plus slags them. Okay. And it fucks shit up.
I bet.
Like,
I bet.
No, like, you when you hit a guy with that at 5 stacks, their health just drops. And yeah. Then they're slagged on top of it. And
but
I'm
you
like,
only get
God.
One of those shots, right?
Yeah. But it's still pretty
how
bad.
How long does that take? You said like 2-3
it,
seconds.
Like for every
1 stack?
It, you get a stack like every 2 seconds that you don't hit an enemy. So you can be shooting.
Oh, okay.
But if you're not hitting an enemy, it's going to get you stacked.
Oh, well, that's legit.
Yeah.
So if you suck, you're actually better.
Yes, technically, if you're a shitty shot,
which I tend
when
to
you,
be.
When you finally get a full stack and you finally hit something, you still do some fucking damage.
And that's kind of the fun part with the anarchy stack, first came too. Out, they called it the girlfriend character.
Yeah.
See, and I think of that as being easy. As Axton.
It's sexist, of course.
Yeah.
But...
I remember that, actually, now that you say that. Yeah.
Because it has, like, stacks, like, oh, you know, you're not playing
you,
video games
yeah,
often
if
and
you,
you're missing a
if
lot.
If you're sucking real bad, it gives
yeah,
you
yeah,
bonuses.
Yeah. You hit them once, boom.
See, I think Axton's kind of the same way.
Well, and
because of that fucking turret,
that
man.
That turret.
You lay
always,
that down,
that
it
turret.
Lays.
But that Nisha tick, like, no lie, like, stacks pile up so quickly, and the amount of damage that the stacks add on, like, I'm doing, like, probably 35 times 25% of my normal melee damage. Pretty much on the regular.
Yeah.
That's the anarchy stacks, though. I got that bitch up to 350 stacks one time.
Yep.
I mean, you can't hit the broad side of a barn, but when you do, they are done.
Oh, yeah.
They are done.
SMGs are perfect for that because you just walk right up to them.
Yeah.
That's
yeah, you want a fast firing weapon once you get up there.
Yeah, I've got
TMPs.
I'm rolling an SMG with her. I use well, right now I'm actually using a revolver. I was using like TMPs.
I love revolvers.
But I'm using a revolver with her right now because I got the one you get for killing
weapons.
The pirate chick in the DLC, which just shoots as fast as you can pull the trigger because you're just like
yeah.
That fucking revolver's sick. I'm using that.
That's all of the Jacob's weapons, isn't it? They're
yeah,
all,
it's,
they're all
it
as
all
fast
them?
As you can
yeah.
trigger.
Is it all of them?
All the Jacob's
oh, okay.
weapons. I think that's their specialty
oh, well,
thing.
Okay,
the
there
Jacob's
you go.
Revolvers, yeah, yeah, like the Torgs all explode.
Yeah. I'm using a revolver, shotgun, SMG rocket launcher for my 4 weapons with my mech, and it's working very well so far. I was using snipers, but I was like, I'll switch the snipers out for rocket launchers.
I quickly realized it wasn't worth putting anything into like the Mechromancer's section, because yeah. he's already super strong. Like, just using that at even some... Like, I did, I think, 3 total levels of skill points in there. And that was it.
I made it all I needed
the whole time.
The death trap.
I'm
super strong.
Yeah, the tree I maxed
just
out.
Rapes already, man.
Yeah, the tree I maxed out, it's the middle one, I forget what it's called, but the ultimate, the last ability you get of it is just... If you have elemental weapons and you shoot him, he automatically gets that element.
Oh, yeah.
So you can just stack elements on the fucker or whatever. Or I don't know if you can stack elements, but I like my revolver I have is a fire revolver. So I walk into a group of like enemies that are human, just shoot him, and he just cleans house.
Right.
Because everything, he does his melee damage plus fire damage on top
right.
of that.
Burning
so he
stuff.
Just rips bitches up.
Tear me apart.
Yeah. Once I get that where I want it, I'm going to put some points into that tree to make him last longer, and then I'll be good to go.
The one thing I liked about that Nisha chick's tree is, like, it wasn't confusing because nothing minused anything like that.
Yeah.
It was just straight up, like, this is all beneficial.
Right, yeah.
Particularly,
like, I
hated
the psycho for that because everything had a con to it.
Yeah,
yep.
that was
everything
really rough.
Had a con
I forgot they did
it.
That a lot with the psycho. That's the one character.
Yeah,
I've
the
never
psycho
played.
And the necromancer. The
I started a psycho just to try him out, and I didn't like it.
Yeah.
So I just said, "Fuck this." I didn't even get. I got like 5 levels in with him, and I was like, "Nope, I don't like it."
Yeah, I wasn't.
I don't like it. Not digging it.
AJ told me just a little bit about it, and I was just like, "Nah."
Yeah.
That doesn't sound fun.
The special like is pretty great, but at the same time, it's like, oh, man.
Yeah. Y'all niggas need to get on too, though.
I know.
I'm halfway to cap, man. We gotta do raid bosses.
I should just transport my shit.
Well, if I knew that was the goal, I mean.
Well, I thought we established that. I thought we established.
I was more worried about the pre-sequel since I haven't played that one.
No. Well, I figure once the pre-sequel.
You got into the natural selection annex and everything then?
Yeah.
Have you done like the survival thing there?
I did. I already finished that one and the
I never finished it. I don't know how close I got.
I finished that one and the one where you fight bandits. I forget what it, the Slaughterhouse. Fink Slaughterhouse.
Yeah, Fink Slaughterhouse.
I finished both of those.
And the Orgasm.
How many levels are there?
Right.
Yeah, the Orgasm. I haven't done that one yet. Five rounds.
Five. Oh, then I'm definitely on the
Orgasms yeah. are rough.
Yeah, I haven't done
the
that
Orgasm
one yet.
One is rough.
Yeah.
Especially if you don't have a turret. If you have a turret, it's a lot better because surveyors are dicks.
Yeah.
Especially the last round, there's just like, you know, 3-4 badass surveyors. They shoot you with your shield's gone.
Yeah.
Instantly. So you
egg is cooked, nigga.
Yep.
Yeah. It's awful.
I did those. I did the Fink Slaughterhouse and the Natural Selection Annex as endgame shit after I beat the final boss.
Yeah.
And I just fucking one-shotted everything. I was like, this is too easy. I just did it for the experience at that point. Especially Fink Slaughterhouse, I was just one-shotting everything. And the Natural Selection Annex actually was like, the final wave was still somewhat of a challenge, but even that wasn't that bad.
Right.
So. I haven't done the Orgasm yet. I don't even know if I know where that one is.
I got to the last wave, I think, Iridium Blight or something.
Oh, okay.
But they bested me every time.
Yeah. Basically, the only quests I have left to do in normal mode of that Borderlands 2 is the Orgasm, Circle of Slaughter, or whatever it is, and then the raid bosses.
It's rough, man.
Yeah.
Got it.
It's just that and the raid bosses.
But do you have death traps? Actually, it's pretty... I think I did it with the... Gage.
We'll have to hit it up when you guys catch up.
I should just transfer my shit over because you can still do that.
Yeah, if you can do it, I would.
I just gotta read up on it and see how it's done.
I'm just glad they did that update. Drunk. What?
I'm kinda drunk. Sorry.
I don't know. Okay. It just
hit me.
I'm glad they released that update this past week though. There's an update for Borderlands 2 that and it transferred all your badass ranks over. So if you had your Gearbox account linked online how they did it. If you had your shit linked online or something, I got this update earlier in the week and I started playing and it was like, oh well, you got some extras. I looked and it said there was a customer loyalty thing and it was like for playing Borderlands, you've been rewarded for playing Borderlands.
I'm still using that gun.
Yeah, and I was like, huh, I wonder what that hell that's all about. I started up Borderlands 2 and all of a sudden it was like, you have 75 golden keys. Right on.
Word.
Fuck yeah, right on. And I had all my badass ranks transferred too, so then all of a sudden I had 76 or 77 badass ranks to use. I was like, good lord.
92.
God yeah, damn. I had 70 or something.
92.
Yeah, I was I'm just gonna buff the shit out of my shit right now. Got my fucking, all my percentages for everything is up above 7%, and I'm just this is fucking sick.
Nice.
Oh my god. I'm just gonna rape everything now. Bonus damage plus all my freaking, I do a lot of elemental shit, so I got my elemental chance and damage all increased.
Can you do unlimited playthroughs? Does it keep getting harder?
No.
No, it can't.
After
because
True Vault. No, after True Vault Hunter mode,
there's
an ultimate
out.
True Vault
Hunter. That's right. There is, isn't there?
There is.
There's ultimate True Vault Hunter mode. I forgot about that. I don't know if I've ever done
And you can
ultimate
do the
True
DLCs in those too, I believe.
Yeah, you can.
So you can do the normal game 3 times, the DLCs 3 times.
God damn.
Yeah.
So you can play like if you want to
it,
do
it lasts
gives
a
gives.
Long time.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like if you are a completionist, I try to be, but never really. Yeah.
Right.
I never have.
And
them
if you
with
wanted,
that game.
If you wanted to do every character max, cap level every playthrough,
it would take forever.
I came close on Skyrim, but
yeah.
Never,
see that'll
never
see it,
man.
it'll be fun on it'll be fun on two when we all get to the point where we're level capped and we can just run the raid bosses and shit. That's what I'm looking forward to because those shits are fun.
I never did raid bosses because I never had anybody.
Yeah, dude, Terramorphosis and then Hyperius. I got the quest to do Hyperius now.
I did a couple on my own. Hyperius and Master
I think Hyperius is possible to solo. I think.
Yeah.
Because his...
you have a really badass rocket launcher.
Yeah.
Sexy.
So yeah, man, I was like, I can't wait for everybody else to get up level cap so we can roll these bitches.
Dude, I'll just transfer my stuff over. I got like a level 50 something zero.
Said I got, I still got to get going on because I'm only level 37, so I got a little ways to go yet. I'm only about halfway. Because what is the level cap, 70 or 69?
I think it's...
I know it was 69 in the first game. I think it was the same in second game, too.
Yeah.
Once the DLC was all out and they raised the level cap, I think they ended it at 69. So, yeah, so classic. I'm a little over halfway. Yeah, so I'm a little over.
Classic number to add. Right. I wouldn't expect them to end it at anything else.
Right.
The level cap being 69, being at Borderlands.
So, yeah.
Right on.
Yeah. Goddamn. So once we get to that point, and then otherwise I got to get playing Bloodborne, man. I got to get back on. Got to beat that game.
Dude, how was your week?
It was a fucking week, man. I mean, I got two guitars.
It's not even over, man. It's only Thursday.
You got two acoustic guitars.
It's effectively over. I mean, I give up on Fridays altogether, so.
Oh, yeah. I gotta go in early tomorrow.
I only give it anything Monday through Thursday, and then by Friday, I'm like, ah, yeah, fuck this.
I gotta go in early to work tomorrow, but I also get off early.
The next day, I'll come back Monday and have a shit day.
Come back Monday, I'll be fresh. I'll do 3 days, and then I'll hate the fourth, and I'll come back to just do it on the fifth.
I'm planning on playing video games all weekend again.
Weekend.
I really want to get further in Bloodborne just because I've been reading a bunch of shit on the forums on Reddit about it, and it's like these people are on like new game plus already. I'm like, you fuckers, I haven't even beat the game once yet. I don't even know if I'm halfway through it. I know I'm a ways into it because I've beaten like four or five bosses, and this boss I'm about to fight, I'm not looking forward to though, because it's a special fight where they had one kind of like this in Dark Souls 2 where it's two bosses. Or at least I think they did. I remember something vaguely like this. It's two bosses. They're invisible. Mm-hmm. It starts off as one, and then there's little enemies following you around. So you're trying to find this. It's a witch. You're trying to find her because she keeps summoning enemies, and then you kill her. And or when you get her down to a certain point, another witch spawns in.
Mm. Even better.
Yeah. So then you're dodging their minions, trying to find them. You kill one. Now you have to try to kill the other one as fast as you can, because if you don't, that one respawns the other one.
Oh my god.
Yeah. I was like, this is gonna fucking suck, dude. Yeah. I'm not looking forward to this boss fight. I hate it when you're like timed to get shit done in games. I fucking hate it.
I hate timed missions
in any game. I fucking despise
timed mission and underwater levels.
Yeah, and underwater level, yeah. Yeah,
can both go.
Which I've heard rumors, like there was somebody that when I was watching like the Bloodborne playthroughs, like or like the beta shit when before it was launched and shit or stuff, and on Game Informer's website, and they were like, somebody, they were doing a live stream and somebody asked a question. They were like, is there a water level in this game? And the guy that beat it for the review, he was like, I'm not gonna spoil anything, but let me just say there are some very interesting environments in this game. And I was like, fuck, there's a water level in this game. I was like, that's a straight up water level answer.
Oh, no.
He was like, and I was like, God, this is going to blow. And this is the first, in Dark Souls 2, I had a guide and I looked through all that shit and just spoiled everything before I even started playing the game. I don't want to spoil shit in this game. So I'm like, I don't know what's coming. I just know the next boss fight I got to do is what it is. And after that, I know nothing. So
nice.
Yeah.
Ha. Huh.
That's what's fun about those games though, is trying to figure all that shit out. So yeah. I'm not into super challenging games, but for some reason the Dark Souls games and Bloodborne I just fucking can't get enough of.
Wasn't my style.
I don't know why. I just can't get enough of them.
I didn't test it out, but I don't think I needed to.
Well, like I said, I'm debating getting Dark Souls 2 for the new gen, even though I've already beat it on PC, but it's just because I love those games, but I don't think I'm going to go buy it right away just because I'm too busy with Bloodborne. I'm getting my Dark Souls-esque fix with that game, so.
I read somewhere that one of the big guys for Bungie that did a lot for Reach and Destiny just went to Bethesda. So I'm hoping like a Fallout something.
Oh, yeah, there's already a rumor they're going to announce Fallout 4 this summer in June when they do Because Bethesda hasn't had a press conference at E3 for a while now.
Yeah.
And now this year for the E3 schedule, they said Bethesda's going to have a huge conference. So that basically, that says right there, they're going to make a huge announcement.
Oh, beautiful.
So it's going to be either the new Elder, it's either going to be a new Elder Scrolls game or a new Fallout.
I still haven't even gotten past the opening of Evil Within.
Really?
Yeah.
That's another game I mean,
I've only
try.
Played it one time. Yeah. It's not like I've played and played and played and haven't been able to beat it.
That's
like,
another game I wanna try. I almost, you know, this is something I used to do with a couple of my friends, and I think we should do it sometime. Like, you get a survival horror game, you have just a bunch of friends over, and you play through it.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Me and Isaac did that with Resident Evil, too.
Yeah, I got the Resident Evil remastered for the PS4, and I started it. I was like, this would be so much more fun if I had people here, like, we all playing it together or some shit. Because those games, it's fun playing through scary games with
friends. Because you can help each other figure shit out.
Too. Yeah, and like usually those games have a lot of problem solving in them and shit.
That's what me and my brother would do, because I would always like, be watching him play because, you know,
God damn, there
were
some tough puzzles in that Resident Evil 2 game. Jesus
in 2?
Christ.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say 2, 1 maybe.
In God of War, there was a few of them.
God of War, there's
like,
a couple.
Damn.
Yeah, God of War, there's
Zelda
a lot of
Zelda always. Some
Zelda,
of those,
there always is.
The water fucking temple. That water temple.
The water temple sucks balls. You all, I don't care how well you know the water temple and how many times you've played through it, you always miss one silver key. You always miss one silver key.
I bet Nicole would dispute that.
Oh, dude. I've played through that game so many times.
Just because she's so confident.
She's so confident with that game.
Oh, my God. I've played through that game so many times. Every time I get to the water temple, I always get
to the
point.
There's always
that level of one silver key I fucking missed. And I'm like, where the fuck did I go? Like, what did I miss? Where is it?
Where'd I go wrong?
Yeah, it pisses me off every time I play that game. Fucking sucks.
Yeah, Fallout, I would be so excited for. Yeah, I never even played it all
the way
through New Vegas.
Nicole bought it for me, and I played for, like, 2-3 hours maybe and just got bored.
I
didn't enjoy it.
Yeah,
three was great. I loved
was
playing
awesome.
Through that. That
three
was so fun.
I'd never played New Vegas.
New Vegas just didn't have me by the balls like the third one did.
Yeah, that's the but that's the
I,
big
I don't know why.
That's the big rumor.
It should have. It was essentially the exact same game.
Right.
But I think the environment was more fun in 3.
Yeah.
I would probably
agree.
Desert.
Desert's so
not exactly.
Woo!
Yeah.
You know?
And, but there's this, like, well, I think last time I was playing, I just ran into, like, a group. I was maybe level 15. Not really high at all. I have two followers with me. I had two followers with me, because that can happen. That was awesome. Ran into, like, a group of 6 or 7 Deathclaws. Out of nowhere.
Worst.
Like, walked up this hill, and all of a sudden, all these red dots appear. You know, I go into the mode.
Bats.
And I just, oh, no.
Motherfucker.
It's like, I got 2 followers, maybe. Nope.
Nah.
Nope.
Not a chance.
You're gonna need a lot more than 2, buddy.
There was one point in Skyrim, I had uncle. 4 followers.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I never
have followers.
And
no
I just
games.
Never completed that mission. I literally just roamed around just destroying missions
for
like
for
2-3 days straight. Just because I had 5 total people fighting every battle. Dragons never stood a chance.
Right.
Fucking.
You had the Delphine,
Death
the
Lords
guy.
And shit. Yeah, it was ridiculous.
The dog, right?
Yeah, I had Delphine, the dog, the old guy, and who the fuck was the 4th one?
Was it that
Lydia?
Chick? Lydia?
No,
I can't. I couldn't have Lydia and Delphine at the same. No, it was Lydia.
Yeah,
it was because she was a part of that mission. Yeah, yeah.
She's your
those
first
4.
House thing. So yeah. Oh God, dude, that's pretty great.
Lydia would always hang out in my house. I was like, bitch, go away.
Yep.
It was fucking sick.
Even though Lydia
all your
was...
house, Carl's, it was kind of creepy. It's like, get out of my house.
Yeah, it's like, yeah. She was always in my bedroom, too. Like, she was insinuating shit. She, like, I'd come home and she'd be like, where you been?
I think the one in my cars was, like, always sitting at the table with, like, a bunch of food. I'm like, stop eating my food.
Right. All right, let's make some sense of this. You're bitching that there's some woman in your house taking care of everything and then waiting for you when you get home.
She's messing
in
my
bedroom.
She's messing my shit up.
Well, I mean, honestly,
it just seems like the wrong time to complain.
She's wearing a full suit of armor.
Yeah,
whoa,
she was,
whoa.
That body language.
You could fix that.
But
you
that body
strip
language
all of her
says
equipment
not
from her.
Today.
That's true.
If she was wearing like a metal corset like Kate Upton in the Game of War.
Yeah, then I'd be into it. Then I'd be like, all right. Let's do
this. I like where this is going.
And Lydia was a foxy
bitch.
Can you do the dominatrix thing?
Right? Lydia was a foxy bitch.
That literally make this perfect.
That's true.
No. Don't twist my balls. God damn it.
You ever get married and have kids and just neglect the shit out of the kids? And like,
never in my life have I done that.
No. Really? No?
No. Surprisingly, at age 23, I haven't, you know, gotten married.
No, in Skyrim.
Kids, neglected them.
No, I didn't.
You can have kids?
Yeah, they're DLC, one of the DLCs. Yeah. You can
I didn't buy
any of the
DLCs. You can build your house.
You build here. Yeah, you can build a house. The house you can build
Hearthfire.
Is badass.
I hear Hearthfire is dope. Just like Sims Skyrim. Like,
yeah, it basically is. You can pimp your house out and everything.
Josh was doing a little bit of it, but I mean, I don't think he went to the full extent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would love to see that.
I never did get a fully built house because it requires a shitload of materials. But
a lot of effort.
Matt did, and I was watching him play it, and his house was fucking pimped to the nines. I was like, holy f-. He had like trophies hanging all over the walls and fucking
weapons. Well, I mean, if he
weapons,
just saved a bunch of shit from before,
which
he could
did,
have had a bunch
basically.
Of, yeah, like, I do that. I hoard
and
see, that's why I always have a follower as Weight Ponies.
Dude.
When you had the five people, I bet you had so much shit at a time. You were just bankrupting the whole town. Like, right. I'm gonna sell as much as I can to you, and then to you.
I didn't even think about it.
Right.
I didn't think about it. I don't need money. I never buy things. Right. Like, I was an expert thief. I was 100% sneak, 100% archery. Like,
I could pickpocket whatever you want.
Yeah. Oh, well, I guess that's a separate one. So I guess I have to specify that. Sure, I had at least 70% in pickpocketing. But it was super easy. Like, at 5% possibility of losing most of the time.
Yeah.
Fuck.
I can't wait for the next
one.
Because
you went Khajiit, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. They had extra
Khajiits are so.
I almost always go Red Guard. Just because they're, like, immune to. I think they're immune to a lot of diseases and shit.
So are the reptilians.
They're immune to. Well, yeah, they're immune
are
to
pretty
some
nice,
stuff.
Actually.
And they can breathe underwater.
Yeah, but they I know that a, that's a never nice a feature. Thing. That's never a thing for me though.
They have like that hit skin though, where they have quick regeneration. That's their thing.
That too, right?
Quick, really?
Health regeneration. Yeah.
I guess I didn't know that.
You get down in a bind, fucking hit that shit.
There was honestly times where it was nice to have that. That breathing ability, because when you scour the outer edge, there's a couple of spots that take a long time to find if you don't find it like by luck right away.
Right.
And I spent a fuckload of time. I'm so glad I didn't have to go back up. That, or you could just get that fucking mask later on in the game and then do it anyway. So,
yeah.
I mean, there's always that.
I think they should
there's multiple of those.
I think they need to add more like secrets in like the big ocean areas of those games.
I guess now that I think about it, I'm gonna go ahead and turn myself around and say, fuck it, just get the goddamn hardware.
Right.
That'll get you exactly the same result. You just have to wait longer for it.
Right. Yeah. I want them to do what they did I think it was Morrowind. There is actually a giant fucking scuttlefish or whatever the fuck they were called that you could fight out in the middle of an ocean somewhere. It was huge.
Awesome.
I want him to
just
do
some random thing.
Yeah,
that's not
it was
part
just a
game.
Thing. Yeah, it was like an Easter
egg. A colossus
egg and,
animal.
Yeah, I was like, man, I wish they would do that. Like, legit, like, have like a very secret mission where you have to go out in a boat and fight a fucking kraken or some shit. You know how cool that would be? How badass would that be? Fight a massive kraken?
That'd be fucking sick.
It'd be fucking awesome.
Kraken or, I was going to say like Yeti because I was thinking mountains, but that's way better.
It's literally the exact same as fighting trolls
in
Skyrim.
I would be way into it.
Exactly.
I think
they did that in
Far
Cry 4, though.
God damn it. Why is Bigfoot real? That's some bullshit.
He is.
You don't know he's not real.
You
don't know he's not real.
Honestly, I think of them, the least likely to me is Loch Ness.
Yeah.
I think that's like the least likely.
I mean,
well, I guess the Jersey Devil's just as.
The Jersey Devil's not a thing.
Think about it.
I mean, it is, but it's not. That's not
like,
real. There's no way
that's
real.
It's an urban legend, but it's definitely not a real
thing. Yeah, no, it's. Nessie has like at least some sort of.
Some propensity for
like realism to it, but I bet you that's not real either. And then. Bigfoot, I could kind of see being real.
Is like next in line, essentially, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I feel it would be ridiculous we haven't found it already.
Right.
But
how many people that have
there is a possibility if it's a small population the world over and they're clever and know how to hide and all that good shit. Maybe. I mean, if it's that fucking big of an animal, you never know how well it can think. It might have just as big of a brain as us.
Right.
So
might have more brain capacity.
I guess you can't say just as big. Well, maybe as big, but just doesn't function as well. But regardless, I mean, it could be a smart animal. Like.
Yeah.
Giving it the ability to stay out of our sight.
Yeah, you never know, man. Nobody knows. Nobody knows. It's just like Santa Claus, man.
I don't know.
That motherfucker knows.
Honestly,
how to hide.
I'd be happy to find out it was real.
I would be stoked because you know, as soon as if they did, they would just be like, okay, well now if this is real,
now
what else is real then?
And that's like, happened to us a lot. The giant squid, the okapis. Yeah, exactly. I mean, they didn't think any of that shit was megalodon. They even for a while thought was a fake thing.
Yep.
How are you on the mermaid thing?
Oh,
I mean, that documentary was bullshit, but I think that there could be possibility.
Well, of course, there's a possibility with anything.
Honestly, land creatures are, if it's that's hard to believe, okay, that makes sense. We've explored a lot of that, but water, we don't know shit.
Like, yeah, right.
And if it's a clever creature, it can easily avoid you.
In the water? Sure.
Especially
underwater.
Easily avoid you.
So, it's within reason in my head, but I'm not going to hold my breath, you know?
Right. Oh, definitely.
That's how I sit on it. I mean, I'd love to fuck a mermaid, is essentially what I'm saying, but I don't think it's ever going to happen.
Unless you find out the mermaids look like nasty-ass little monsters.
Don't care.
Yeah, what
I'm not expecting Ariel. Right. No. I'm expecting more Ursula-esque, but still.
Just like, yeah! Just like...
giant fucking fat purple body. Right.
Have you ever seen
nipples that just like
Roseanne Barr's voice?
Have you ever seen have any of you guys seen Cabin in the Woods?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, the merman in that movie, that's what it looks like. The fucking little demon fish thing, whatever.
What are the ones from fucking Order of the Phoenix?
Order of the Phoenix? Oh, I've never seen it.
Oh. Well, I thought those were pretty cool.
I think I've only seen like the first three Harry Potter movies and then one of the last ones.
Man, I'm disappointed I have it on DVD, honestly, because having just bought the Xbox One right after I got all of those, I was like, motherfucker, I should have just waited.
As soon as I got my PS3, I was like, Blu-ray all the way.
As soon as I got the Xbox, that's almost all I buy now.
Yep.
I mean,
unless
it's ridiculously more expensive and not convenient for me at the time.
Which normally it's not too bad.
Normally,
I mean, even if a movie comes out and it's expensive, you wait like a month and it's already $10.
The majority of the movies I buy are on Amazon, so like as soon as that's
and
out of the popular
cheap,
stream,
yeah.
It gets cheap.
Yeah,
it gets cheap quick.
Exactly. Ergo, son. Yeah, I'm all about the Blu-ray. And now they're talking Violet Ray.
Well, between that and having that fucking TV, man. God,
see, that's why I
really
never buy anything technology-wise, because I know it's just going to keep going.
You know what I fucking found at Walmart? I already told you about the one.
The 4K.
Yeah, now there's another one for $750.
I haven't even done my
taxes. I told you I saw one for $700.
Yeah, I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
$700.
Like, Jesus
Christ. That's what I just paid for that guitar I got.
Wait, what'd you just say?
I haven't even done my taxes yet.
You know they're due next week, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
AJ knows he is the champion of procrastination.
the last
I
second.
I not know
you submitted
one person doesn't procrastinate.
You're going to submit your taxes at 11:59 Tuesday night.
But he takes it to a new fucking level.
That's fucking insane.
I did it last
year
on the 15th. I wasn't happy, but whatever. Deal with it.
Deal was on time.
Submitted at 11:59 Tuesday night. Because they're due Wednesday. Yeah, I got an email. It's funny that you say that. Yeah, because I got an email today saying taxes are due next Wednesday, and I was like, I already fucking did my taxes like 2 months ago. Like, what do you want?
That shit ages ago.
Yeah, didn't I? I got my returns and everything. I'm good. I didn't get audited. That was cool.
That's nice.
Yeah,
always
great
news.
I never have, but I'm hoping to keep that trend going. So yeah, man. Yeah. Tax. If you go buy a 4K TV, I'm gonna fucking slap the shit out of you.
AJ, like, buy a 4K.
Everybody's getting better TVs than me. Like, I bought that one. I got.
I've never bought anything technology.
Do you hear him?
Like, what?
Do you hear him?
Yeah.
How flustered he's getting.
It literally pisses me off.
Buy the fucking TV.
Like, I
want to see the rage that is. Just invoked upon us.
I'll just stand outside your window in the rain, just shaking. Just fucking
in a Pennywise outfit, just fucking.
Makeup running down my face, just, you fucking bitch. I hope
you got a warranty.
Yeah. The motherfucking Ronald McDonald outfit.
Oh my God.
What you watching there, AJ? Is that a 4K TV, AJ? What you watching there?
You
want to
know,
bitch? Yeah. You guys. Yeah, that'd be hilarious if I got it.
No, I'm hardcore debating going and picking that thing up, like, soon.
dude.
And I just got, and I haven't even had the TV I have now for a year.
It's almost disappointing to me since I paid $700 for the TV that I got.
Yeah, that's but your TV, 4K. Still though, your TV is fucking sweet, like sick.
That's You're, true.
Even if it's not 4K, it's super I think it's awesome.
It's probably on par with 4K almost.
It's probably just a notch below it, really. And then my TV, it's like, I thought my TV was hot shit, and then I saw his TV, and I was like, what the fuck? His is way better than mine. And now these 4K TVs are $750, and I'm like, what the shit, man? Like, good lord. Like, I'm serious. I like, Nikki's like, don't fucking buy another TV. Like, we already have two TVs. We don't need another. I'm like, well, I'm just not like I'm going to keep them. It's like, I'm going to buy this one and sell my new one, probably.
Honestly, when Josh moves out, I'm going to need another TV. Like, yeah, I have one, but it's like...
Oh, yeah, right. He's planning on moving to, like, get out of your place for you.
Yes.
He's been talking. I mean, I heard him talking about it over here.
I thought he was going to move to Seattle or some shit.
Oh, no, that's not going to happen. Oh. Like, right away.
I thought he was.
Okay, here's a funny story. Honestly, we were talking the other day, and we were like, dude. Like, it basically worked out. He's like, well, I'm not going to be able to go, like, right now. He's like, but I do want to still go. And we've been talking about it, Nicole and I. We're like, that would be, like, the next best option since Nicole hates fucking the idea of California.
Yeah, you told me that.
You know, I'm fucking to the idea, you know.
We know.
But anyway, she's like, no. So Washington would be my next best.
Seattle's that's a good the one
I
live.
Want to go west.
Yeah.
In Seattle, I know I would fit into the culture, that's for sure. It's a chill city.
Yeah, supposedly.
It's not super bright and sunny all the fucking time, so you don't have all the assholes that go there just for the awesome weather.
Yeah, no, supposedly Seattle's an awesome place to live.
Beautiful.
I've heard good things.
Beautiful.
I have a friend that lives out there, actually.
So, I mean, why not? So, like, we're talking, we're like, Josh. Maybe we should all just move in together for the next year. And then as soon as that lease is up, we all just move out to Washington together. We all prepare and then for this next year.
You could.
On a lease together. And then we could all just go.
Right.
Why not?
You could.
That'd be way easier on all of us anyway.
Exactly. Would he just move back in here?
I don't see why not.
Is Parker moving out?
I think so.
Oh, is he?
I don't see why he would stay another year.
Huh? Whatever.
So, yeah.
Yeah, if that was the case, fuck yeah, dude. Why not? Might as well. I would. Shit. Like
Still, I mean, if the band's moving, then I'm not going. Like,
if the band's moving,
hey, you never know. Like,
I'm just saying. Well, yeah,
we're at a pretty awkward point right now. Where like, once we start getting into the cities, who knows what's gonna happen?
We know
nothing's gonna happen to Mankato. Right. That's obvious.
Right.
But when you get into the cities, it's a little bit different, man.
Yeah.
Where it travels faster.
I will say that that video that Nicole took, that was a badass performance.
Right?
That was probably the best we've ever done.
My most disappointed thing on the whole video is that when you stood on the speaker, you were almost black. Like, you couldn't see
I noticed
anything
that.
But,
I
like,
watched
the shimmers
the
of
very
your
first time I jumped up there and Nicole came and focused right on me. I was like, God, you can't even see me.
Even
Fuck.
When she's right there, right?
Yeah,
and then, like, even when on the other side of the stage, it was just.
I wish they had a little more light over in
that.
That
was the only thing that I was like, oh man, because that was such an awesome thing that he did. I didn't think to even do it while
I
was going.
I did it a couple times.
But I did a bunch of jump offs, the jump riser and
shit. I did a jump off that. I jumped off the speaker. I told you before we played to do the speaker.
Yeah, I know.
I was like, fucking dude, they're on both sides of the stage. We can both do it.
And Nicole, like two, three songs in, was like, hey, stay more towards this side because it's hard to get you all in when you're like way over there.
Right.
I was like, oh, okay, fine.
Yeah, we had some good moments in that show. I can't wait for our next
show. It was good. I'm glad, because I didn't get any feedback on that fucking video, man.
I thought it was good.
So, we're talking at a podcast right now, and nobody knows. We're, Jared and I are in a band together called Air of Fire.
Yeah.
And we're talking about it.
We're talking about one
like
of the best shows we've played
knows.
So far.
Yeah, we're in a band together. And,
we're talking about
a
play
a really
we did
awesome
in eighth grade.
This last Friday, and got some really good video footage of it. If you want to check it out, just look us up on YouTube at Air of Fire. That's H-E-I-R. A-F-I-R-E.
Oh,
Air
word.
Of Fire.
One Nico. Word.
We are the kings of the flaming throne. Check it out.
No,
yeah, no,
was.
We played a really good show. Got some
that
good
was probably the
and,
best show we've
sick.
Ever played.
And without
we played
a doubt.
We played to a crowd of about 6 or 7 people.
No, to start with, there was like 15. And then
they slowly
disappeared.
Just like,
this
let's
crowd.
Get the fuck out of here.
I mean,
let's get
we were just loud compared to the other two bands, man. I mean, the first one was kind of there for a little bit, and then Angry Waters is super chill.
Yeah, which for
like,
me, it's
yeah!
like, for me, I expected that crowd to just disperse as soon as Angry Waters got off. I was like, all these fuckers that are here right now, because they like Angry Waters filled the floor up.
Yeah.
So I was like, as soon as these guys are off the stage, this whole crowd is gone, is out the door.
They're, and Canada says that country rock, and that's like as heavy as
nobody.
And
there's not many people that the people that want to go to metal shows only go to like big name metal shows.
Right,
like
exactly,
when Seven Dust came through town or whatever.
You open up for them, then you're
then you'll get a crowd.
Then you'll get a good spot. But I mean, just doing local shows, I mean, they're fun.
Nobody comes to them.
Because I mean, no matter what, it's still a performance. Somebody's watching.
Unless it's an all ages show, then you might get a crowd.
That's some of the best time. Because like, if you do any advertising at schools, usually kids are like, oh, an all ages concert.
Right. Like Benders, it seems like they get
metal high school kids are always amped to go to just like a cheap show, like
exactly,
someplace to hang out.
I mean,
I've
maybe I'm just judging from how I was when I was that.
Well,
age,
no, I think you're right, because I've seen pictures, Influendum, the band, the pictures they posted
from,
like,
they're also in high school.
Well, right, but I mean, they've played shows with like Revelwind and a couple other bands at Benders, and they get a decent crowd of kids. Turns out, so
okay,
I was like,
I
would
imagine
I want to play Benders and see if we can get a decent crowd.
The thing about Benders is, there's no space.
No, I know.
Us being a moving five-piece band.
Well, now. It's like, we're just finally getting to where we move around.
Everything.
You guys are just getting to that.
Well, yeah, I'm just getting.
I have been there since the get-go.
I moved a lot at the last show. Dylan, like, moved maybe two or three more steps than normal. But
You nailed it. That was the big thing that I noticed on the video, is how much more you moved around.
When
we flopped sides on the stage.
I know that. I told that. I mentioned that to Nikki. Yes. I'm like, we even flipped stage sides for the first time ever.
Like, I was like, nice, man. We nailed that fucking show.
No,
thing I would say that was off, aside from the lighting on that side of the stage and Dylan's statuesque kind of figure he has.
Right.
Would be that I lost it. Oh, Jeremy. I don't think his attention to the crowd and like the other bands and that kind of stuff was quite enough.
He usually starts strong and then he kind of peters out.
Yeah, exactly.
He's got to get some more stage banner going. Other than that, though, I told Jordo, I was like, okay, if you can play drums like that all the time, right on. Because I thought he was, like, spot on.
He was
most
on
of the,
point.
If
yeah,
not the whole
sure.
show, most of
for
the show.
For sure. So, you can also get links to our shit, by the way, if you're at all interested. So, you know, we got a Twitter and all that good shit. You know, no, we don't. We don't have a Twitter.
I was going to say, no, we don't. If we do, nobody's using it.
No, we're just on Facebook. It's just / Air Fire, isn't it? I'm pretty sure it's just Facebook / Air Fire.
If you just Facebook searched us, you'd find
it. It's
that,
super
sure.
easy to find us.
I don't think there's any other out there with that name.
We've got a link there to the SoundCloud and everything that we got set up.
Yeah, I sent him a Snapchat. Once there was a book called like Air of Fire.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah. You sent it to me too. I was like, what the fuck?
you can get our shit for free.
Call the lawyers.
Give a donation, whatever. It's all there.
Yeah.
So if you want to check it out, Facebook / Air of Fire. HEIRAFIRE.
Anybody that's out there
listening? I think we're basically at the end today.
Yeah.
Let's wrap this shit up.
Do you have a question?
Everybody's kinda got shit to go.
No.
What is the most shaped your guys' assholes have ever been?
Oh my god. Dude, so shaved.
Check me out right now. I'm running some pretty rough stuff.
I'm about to go to work, and I can't walk. I haven't done a lot of visual inspections, and I don't think I have much to compare to.
No,
so I'm going to not look at your asshole.
I
kind of
feel like a lily pad right now.
My underwear
feels like a lily pad for my asshole right now. That's how moist
like
it is down there.
Okay, I'm not... Moist is not a problem.
AJ, I know you've had chafed ass problems before.
God, man, it's rough.
No, dude.
It seems like the second you got back to Pizza Hut, your asshole started chafing more again, huh? Is that true?
You got that sweaty ass,
well,
man.
You know, those 12-hour days, though.
Answer the question, nigga. Is it true?
It's true.
So the pizza causes very chafed assholes, everybody. That's what we learned today.
No, dude, I get them bad.
What's Jared's cause?
No, toilet paper.
Lay it on me.
No, when I
from Staten Island?
No, when I'm at work, it usually only happens when I'm at work. Like, if I'm having a night where I'm shitting a lot, which occasionally happens.
Oh, it definitely happens.
You know?
I get it all the time.
The toilet paper they have at work is literally like they just took tree bark off a tree and like turned it white. Like, it's so honestly, it's so rough.
Cambria Springs for Triple Ply.
I wish fucking no Quad shit. Would, dude.
We got Charmin fucking Triple Ply. You're in our dealing bathroom. With
parchment paper. We're dealing, right? Yeah, literally, like yeah. Fucking notebook paper.
I've been
paper.
There, done that. That's parchment what Pizza Hut used paper. To do.
Dude, yeah. It if you're
like wax paper, basically.
Yeah. If you have to go to the bath, if you go Dookie like 3-4 times in a shift, your ass is like bleeding by the end of the shift. God. Like, no, dude, I've had nights where I've
just bring in some 1800 grit sandpaper.
Right, I've had days where I've come home from work and I had to like take a shower just to re-moisten my asshole because it was like, no, I come home and I'm just like I'm getting in a shower because my ass like feels it's like it's on fire. Yeah.
You know what the cure might be? Dude. Aloe vera.
Well, yeah,
don't
probably.
Don't put it in your asshole, just around it.
No, yeah, I wouldn't doubt
not for
that
internal
at all.
Use.
Hell, I'd even go as far as we have a bottle of lotion vera. That we keep in our area, because a lot of people like to keep their hands moist, because it's a lot of, you know, keyboards and shit, but whatever.
What?
But like, well, you know what I mean?
Follow
like,
that at all.
We have a bottle of lotion.
I use a lot of keyboards.
No, like, well, you know what I mean? Like, a lot of people in our area like to keep their hands moistened for some reason. So there's like a big bottle of lotion in our
like
area.
Because,
yeah, and I don't know if it's like. It just,
odd.
You know, antibacterial lotion, I assume, just.
I mean,
to,
I guess during the winter they put one in our bathroom.
Yeah.
You know, yeah,
but
the soap
it's like,
tends to dry out your hands.
Yeah.
So they're like, hey, here you go, man. It's,
yeah.
Again, spring for it. They go Aveeno. Like,
yeah, we get some decent lotion. We get decent lotion, but it's like, I'm almost half the time, I'm tempted to just go take
God
a dab
damn.
Of that on my finger and go walk into the bathroom and just
Instead
rub that
of
shit on
lotion,
the hole, man.
I've just been hearing load.
God
we have decent loads.
We got a good load, man.
Yeah, great loads, man.
No,
we spring for good loads.
Great,
we
spring.
Good lord, man. I can't.
Spring.
I cannot handle chafed assholes. They bother the hell out of me.
Oh man, I'm roughing it.
It's
right
one
now,
of my worst. It's one. It's one of my pet peeves is having a chafed asshole.
Granted, it's for 2
Springing
hours.
For great yeah. loads. Well, I think we just figured out the name of this episode.
Springing for great loads. Awesome.
Springing. Nah, I am not.
Let's
a
fan. Fucking sign this bitch off before that gets any more out of control. Let's get out of here. Let's do actually a little update on our social media since that kind of happened. I didn't even write it down.
That
so.
Kind of happened.
Yeah, well, I mean,
we haven't.
I
yeah,
haven't
we haven't.
Added
we haven't really addressed any
like
of that.
I did like a first post on everything, but now that we are putting out another episode, since I put it all up, you know, I'll
did you ever put the last episode up?
You know, I don't think I did.
I don't think you did either.
We'll keep that one for
right on.
Honestly, it was not that great. So.
It wasn't because I was sick when we were doing that.
You were sick.
I felt
it was
like,
late. We were all fucking tired.
Yeah,
anyway,
I felt like
probably,
shit.
Honestly, I haven't listened to it back, but I think
I'm
going to be a pretty.
I'm pretty
boring
positive
one
that one's pretty boring.
So
we'll
probably just keep that one in the archives.
I think I actually got
pretty. That happened.
Drunk, so
there might
but,
be a few spots in there that are all right.
Anyway,
but, yeah.
Twitter at Gents Inc., I believe is what that one is. GENTSINQ.
Don't look at me for verification.
Q. Yeah.
Yes.
I'm the Spelleristo.
Yes.
Spelleristo.
Otherwise, you could probably just search Gentleman's Inquiry in there too, and you'd probably still find us. Yeah, and then Facebook's the same thing. Just look up Gents Inc. So
yep.
That's all that yeah. is. I do believe we have an email address at gentlemensinquiry@gmail.com, so you can use that as well.
That's easy enough.
Yeah. Nice and easy.
You can send us emails about how much you hate us.
Yeah. Hopefully.
How much you hate
well,
us.
Goddamn
like
heathens.
So.
Yeah. Like, I just wanted to let you guys know you suck.
You your sound like your suck. Asshole's been prolapsed.
Yes.
I'm not sure how you
can
sound that way.
Can a doctor prescribe,
but,
like, yeah, you got prostate cancer.
Yeah,
prostate cancer.
What?
And your colon's hanging out. Your colon's hanging out. Either
way. There's your first problem. Your insides are becoming outsides.
Don't be such a sphincter.
Yep.
Nope.
No.
Yep. Yep.
Don't look sphincter. At me like that.
We're out of here, folks.
Yeah.
My name is Petey.
AJ.
And J-Rad.
Pete, Skeet. Have a great week.
Yeah.